You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Humanitarian Radio on this happy Sunday. How's everybody out there today?
I'm great.
Who said that? Is that Mr. Tony St. Tone?
It's the voices in my head.
Oh my, oh my.
And they're great. And that's what they sound like.
So we are, like Minnie Mouse.
Yes.
So we are Humanitarian Radio. And what we like to do is give you that fabulous spot in your weekend to be appreciative and thankful for everybody out there that's doing amazing things in the world to help us all live in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start out actually this week by talking about something that happened last weekend. Last weekend, Tony did a show.
Yes,
and it was a combination show with Shania Fostier and Gail Wills of Books in a Backpack. And it was a great show, but why I wanted to talk about it again this week is we got a lot of feedback throughout the week, and I think that the subject matter of the feedback was worthy of a conversation on today's show, and maybe we can find some resolve to help people get over the hump of what their challenges are.
Mm-hmm. What they're struggling with, and I think everyone struggles with the same things, even the things that I talk about, even though I preach it, it's practicing it that makes it a little more difficult.
So on this show, we inspire people, so we hear quite often, to get out there and do events of their own and do projects of their own that they can get behind. Because a lot of people will do fundraising for others, and they'll jump on the bandwagon of the Red Cross or the Cancer Society or whatever the cause is, but they have a little idea in their head about what they would love to be able to do. I'd love to be able to do a this or a that and raise money or awareness to this and that. They have obstacles as to why they don't start their own, and that's what the subject matter is for today's show.
Getting motivated, getting started.
Yeah.
You know what I found was interesting is when part of my show I asked who has a New Year's resolution, and no one had a New Year's resolution.
Me. I was the only one to raise my hand.
That's true. I'm sorry. I didn't count you as an audience member. And I just found that interesting, and I wasn't sure if it was because people have just given up on that. And
I think they're used to being disappointed by their own resolutions.
Yeah, maybe they've started.
It causes more pressure on them to be successful in that year.
Well, maybe they've started in the past, and maybe they haven't finished. But if you're out there and you have a New Year's resolution, one of the things I talked about in this particular show that I did is a guy named Richard Wiseman, and he interviewed 5,000 people who had New Year's resolutions, and only 10% had achieved them. And what I thought I'd share with you are the five top things that the people that succeeded had in common. And number one was they break down their goals into a series of several small steps.
Okay.
So, for example, you want to lose 40 pounds, break it down into 5 pounds.
I'd be happy to lose 5 pounds so I could break it down into one
pound.
And
if you want to lose 1 pound, then, you know. Number two is they all told their friends and family for encouragement and for fear of failure. And I thought that was really interesting because of the carrot and the stick method. Depending on who you are, we're all motivated by different things. Either the fear of failure motivates us or the excitement of achieving motivates us. So whatever it might be, that use that to your advantage. And if you are surrounded by people that are excited to help you out and encourage you, great. But there's some people that might not encourage you. And if they're not, use that to fuel your fire.
That's exactly what I was going to jump in on and say. For me, like looking at me personally, I have to pick and choose when I and who I am going to share things that are coming up that are happening for me and, you know, great things coming on. Because you either get the reaction of, awesome, Janie, that's great. You know, we're behind you 100%. Or you get the reaction of, yeah, okay, let me know when you get there.
Yeah.
Never going to happen. You can't do that. Or that feeling of that negative side. But if you were to take that feeling of that negative side and go, I'll show you, my friend,
mm-hmm.
and use that as fuel, like you're saying,
yes.
I could totally see how you could fuel your fire and do the I'll show you game and get past that hurdle. But I think it's really a cool idea to share it with people because you will get both sides of that. You will get the either, yeah, we're behind you, or the, I don't know, not so much. But also,
you have to make that's you making a commitment out
exactly.
to the universe and saying, I'm committing to this, that I'm going to lose 40 pounds by June. And now you've told everyone. So now the pressure is on because sometimes people keep it so close.
How much
to their
have you
chest.
Lost? Did you lose any yet? I didn't think you were going to lose any.
Yeah.
40 pounds, yeah, that's a little much. I don't know. Did you lose? Did you lose? Did you lose? Did
now,
you
there's
lose?
Another guy who did a study who went even further, and he said, if you tell your friends that you're going to achieve certain things, goals, he said, give them a progress report once a week.
Oh, my.
Now, he found that the people that gave a progress report once a week to their friends or family achieved their goals more than those who didn't.
Because you're putting yourself under pressure.
Right, and now you have to answer to someone. So it's like, I told you, Janie, that I was going to lose 40 pounds, and now once a week I have to tell you where I'm at.
I can see how that would
lose
be beneficial.
It? Did I not lose it? So now I have someone to answer to. So it's almost like it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a boss now. And I think that's what happens is we allow ourselves to slip, and we allow ourselves to, I'll just cheat this week, and I'll just get by it, or maybe I don't really want that promotion. I thought I wanted it, but it's a lot more work than I thought. So this just has you answer to someone.
Great.
Number three is tell yourself every day the benefits of having reached this goal. I really believe in that one because I believe you get what you focus on. So if you can focus on what it's going to feel like once you achieve this, if it's being captain of the swim team, losing 40 pounds, being a millionaire, you know, what's that going
whatever
to feel like? And fantasize about that. You know, get yourself into that state. One of the things that I like to do is I like to imagine what would it feel like if you just achieved it at that moment, and how would I be sitting? You know, would I be slouched? Would I be walking around strutting? How would you feel physically? And start getting yourself into that position, because I think that way you really start to visualize it and really become that person.
And you get your brain involved with the dream, not just the thought pattern of it, but the emotion and the excitement of feeling what that dream would be. And as soon as your brain's on board, everything else is going to come along.
Well, they say fake it till you make it. And your mind doesn't know the difference between fantasy and reality, your subconscious mind. So if you keep pretending, I'm a millionaire, and you just keep saying, yeah, I'm a millionaire, your brain starts to not be able to distinguish reality and non-reality.
And you have set a great example of that in the past with these young rap stars. They start rapping about how they have, you know, their rap songs consist of, I have gold, I have all the money in the world, I got all the ladies, I got this, I got. And they're not even famous yet. Before you know it, they have so instilled in their brain and in everyone else's that this is who they are, that all of a sudden that's who they become.
They're putting it out there 100%.
Yeah.
They're putting it out with music, and they're really feeling it, and they're just preaching it and saying, hey, this is what I am. I have the Mercedes. I have the mansion, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you're watching them on that MTV show, MTV Cribs, and you're like, how's that guy have that house
because
and those
he
cars?
Told everybody that's who he was, and he meant it.
Yeah, exactly.
His brain jumped on board with the thought pattern.
So number four is give yourself rewards for achieving each small goal. And I think that is also extremely important because then you don't get discouraged. If you are shooting to lose 40 pounds and you've only lost 5 pounds so far and it's been 2 or 3 weeks, at least reward yourself for that. So that little small achievement, your brain
goes. Go to Dairy Queen and get an ice cream?
Yes, again, get your ice cream.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, though, rewarding yourself. And you can pick little rewards that mean a lot to you. It doesn't have to be like, oh, go buy yourself something. You know, it could be your reward is you telling somebody about what you just did. That could be a reward. I was looking at a list online that talked about self-empowerment. And the list was things that people ask or say to themselves or problems that are you need to overcome. And so what this list says is here's how to know if you need to be self-empowered, if you need to make an effort to empower yourself, if any one of these things apply to you. The first one, are you standing in your own way? Are you not getting what you want? Are you putting yourself last? Are you not staying motivated? Are you tired of negative self-talk? Does your brain tell you some really stupid things?
I can help you with that.
And are you looking for key ways to end money woes? So when we come back after the commercial break, those are the subjects that we're going to tackle.
Hey, this is Blue Nile, and you're listening to Humanitarian Radio.
Frank Michaelham, director of the Rock Club and Rock for Vets. I support Humanitarian Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Jennifer Irene, and you're listening to Humanitarian Radio.
Hi, my name is Octavia Lindlar with Operation Skid Row, and I 100% support Humanitarian Radio.
Hi, this is Robert Sarzo, supporting Humanitarian Radio. Rock on.
This
This is Sonia Berg, and you're listening to Humanitarian Radio, which I am a huge fan of.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
This is Janie from Artistic Journey. Start off your new year with a new marketing strategy. Whether it's for your company or your personal goals push, let Artistic Journey help you find the unique way to show off your endeavor. With over 20 years of marketing experience in big corporations and homegrown businesses and everything in between, Artistic Journey can help you pave a new product path or an event marketing path. Check out ArtisticJourney.com. See the wide array of marketing merchandise available for you to put your logo on for your next big event, your personal party, or your big corporation marketing push. Get into the swing of 2014 and get your business in motion with an artistic promotion. So we're back, and what we're talking about today is empowering yourself to have the strength to do the things you want to do. A lot of times that means doing things for other people that you would like to do. You've got some great humanitarian ideas, but you don't know how to get them started.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people say, well, get out of your own way. So that's what this show is about, how to get out of your own way and get yourself to the things that you want to get to. So, in fact, getting out of your own way is exactly the first thing on the list we were just discussing before our commercial break. Standing in your own way, not getting what you want. Putting yourself last, not staying motivated, tired of negative self-talk, and looking for the keys to end your money woes.
Yes. Standing in your own way, though, I feel is something that is just fear. A lot of it is probably fear-based.
Fear of the unknown. You don't know what you're looking for ahead if you jump into a new project.
Yeah, you're blocking yourself because you're in your comfort zone, and they say that life starts outside of your comfort zone, and it's a scary place to be, but yet stepping outside of your comfort zone is where life could begin.
You know, I found a list online because I like to do a lot of research and clue you guys into things that I've discovered.
Mm-hmm.
There is first of all, let me say there are probably 30 websites of everyday life lessons, self-empowering sayings. I found one site that said 18 self-empowering sayings for women. Another one, 60 quotes gathered from our little sister site, Everyday Life Lessons. 180 inspirational phrases to get you through the first part of your year.
Yeah, I was going to say, what I like to listen to a lot of times is I'll put in positive affirmations, and there's YouTube clips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to be creating one myself also for a YouTube clip. But you just put it on, and it's just positive affirmation that you can listen to in the car or make an MP3 of it.
Yeah, things that get your head out of the... man, I don't know if I could do this zone, or I don't know if I'm good enough for this, or who's going to follow me and listen to me on my trail.
I like to say also, you know, if you have a smartphone, which a lot of us do, create your own positive affirmations. You know, write down a list of that. I am worthy. I am giving. I am great. I am becoming who I really want to be. I'm becoming a better person. And so write down all these phrases and listen to
that.
These are things you can empower yourself. And you don't have to really share.
I want to hear it full fast stereo.
Positive affirmations. Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs. Motivational musician Saint Tone.
I'm a magnet. Off the money now. I'm a magnet. Off the money now.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. And pick up his newest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
Meet me,
music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
That my brain gets when I to myself inspires me to get up in the morning and go, wow, I could start on that trail. I don't have anything to fear or be afraid of, or, you know, I can do this.
I think the key to it also is having fun with it. I think that's a big, big key, is have fun with it. It's your fantasy. It's what you're creating. So,
Zooming in. Enjoy. We create the tone in your head.
Custom-built guitar and bass tube amplifier.
Hey, everybody. This is David Gilman from Gilman Amps. If you need any repairs, modifications, or restorations of your vintage or modern tube equipment, as well as custom builds, I'd love to hear from you.
For more information, check out their website, GilmanAmps.com. And Facebook.com/GilmanAmps. We create the tone in your head. Once I get there, this is what I'm going to have. Go into it that way. Whatever it's going to do to get around your ego and get around that negative thought in your mind, because a lot of times your mind comes in and goes, well, that's not realistic. And that's what you don't want to hear over and over again. You want to play in the fantasy, because the fantasy is where we have fun.
Hello, my name is Adam Rifkin, and I'm a filmmaker. I made Detroit Rock City and the upcoming film called Reality Show, and I support Humanitarian Radio.
Because you let your brain realize that you're capable of doing it.
Right, so it's extremely possible to do.
So I wanted to read some of these 60 quotes on this page. I'm not going through all 60, mind you, but I am going to pick a few of them because there's some really good ones here. And speaking on this exact subject, stop beating yourself up. You are a work in progress, which means you get there a little at a time. You don't have to arrive all at once.
Amen.
This is a quote from The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Excellent book. And you know, we do get there a little at a time, and if we were to get there all at once, then where would we want to go? You know, so we're continually improving ourselves and changing and challenging ourselves.
This other one here says, don't think too much. Get your brain out of the equation. You'll create a problem that wasn't even there in the first place. Don't think too long about something, because then you come up with reasons why it can never get done.
Amen. Again, you know,
put it into action.
I think if you're thinking too much, your brain starts going, well, how's this going to happen? And how's that going to happen? And, well, if that were to happen, it would have happened already. And basically start talking yourself out of it. And again, that goes into reality of where you are presently. You start going, well, I can't see it. Sometimes you don't need to see it. You just have to have faith that it's coming.
And listen to this. Goes right with what you just said. If you truly want to change your life, you must first change your mind.
What the mind can believe, the body can achieve.
Something like that.
Yeah, well, it's a simple phrase, but if you actually start believing that you can do something, then you'll start doing something.
Every accomplishment starts with the decision to try. There you go. You can never get there if you don't start.
Well, there's a nice phrase that I'm not sure if it's on that list, but if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right.
You're right, yeah.
Which I think is an awesome saying. It's like, it's literally putting it all right back on yourself.
It doesn't matter if you've failed or if you've been beaten. All that matters is that you learned something, so get back up and try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because winning is a good feeling, but winning when nobody else thought you could is an awesome feeling.
Nice.
That goes along with that other guy's theory of tell other people around you, so then you can rub it in later.
It's like, yes, I've proven you're wrong.
Now, once you get started, just because you are struggling does not mean you are failing. Every great success requires some kind of struggle to get there.
Yeah, I totally believe in that. You know, you have to see yourself achieving it and getting to the end.
Okay, and here's one that goes with that. Finished last, which is in quotes, will always be better than didn't finish at all, did not start. Did start is always going to be better than did not start. Totally
yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Showing up is probably half the battle and getting it started. You know, some people say that they have a hard time finishing things that they've started if it's a New Year's resolution or something. But just starting a New Year's resolution or starting a goal or writing it down at least is starting to put it into motion. Now go back and pick up that motion again. Most people have a hard time just putting it down on paper what they want to do. You know,
yeah.
I always say, if you had $1 million today, what would you do? Would you continue doing the job you're doing? Would you continue feeling or acting the way you do? What would you do if you had $1 million? Or what would you do if you knew you could not fail?
That's even a better question.
That's a fun question. Oh, my gosh. You could probably go on with that list forever. Here's another good one. Most great things in your life won't happen by chance. They'll happen by choice. Procrastinators who say there's always tomorrow deny the reality that one day they will be wrong. Uh-huh. It's easier to take a small action now instead of a big action, quote-unquote, someday. If you wait for the perfect moment to get started, you'll never get started.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's very true.
A lot of people try to wait for the timing to be perfect, and you know what? The timing is perfect the moment you thought of the idea. That's the perfect time.
Well, it's also the excuses like, well, I'm going to quit smoking next month, or I'm going to go on my diet after holidays because there's too much temptation now. It's like, well, if you really want to do it, you can do it because the holiday is going to come back around again.
Then you're going to wait until after Valentine's Day chocolate. Then you're going to wait till after the Easter bunny.
Well, and it's going to come back around next year.
Next thing you know, it's Christmas. You're back to eat the cookies. Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
And the holidays keep coming back around, so it's not like we're going to eliminate cookies from the earth.
The real world doesn't reward perfectionists. It rewards people who get things done.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good statement. If you really want to do something, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. This is true.
Wow.
Don't forget what happened, but understand that you cannot move forward while you continue to look backwards. So learn from your mistakes or the things that didn't propel you. Use that, again, as your fuel and move forward.
Like it.
Doing something and getting it wrong is at least 10 times more productive than doing absolutely nothing. Doing something and getting it wrong is at least 10 times more productive than doing absolutely nothing.
Right, right. And then at least you learn from your mistakes and find out what you did right from it and just... It's taking the action and stepping forward and stepping outside of your comfort zone. You know, they say a journey of 100 miles starts with a step. And that's it. You got to take the first step and just start walking and start moving towards it.
Now, these three all have to do with each other. This one says, no matter how many mistakes you make or how slow you progress, you are still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying.
Mm.
That's true.
Yeah.
Your mistakes should be your motivation, not your excuses to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. Past mistakes should teach you to create a wonderful future, not cause you to be afraid of it.
I like it.
All makes sense. So I really like that out there on the internet at any time you can find any of these to motivate you and to get you empowered and to empower yourself to get to the places that you want to get in your life. You create these big goals for yourself at points throughout your life. What do you do to actually get there? At some point you have a birthday and you go, oh, my God, my life is, you know, a quarter over, a half over, a third over, whatever. How am I going to get to what I thought I was going to do in high school? In high school, I thought I was going to be a policeman, and I'm still working at a desk.
You know, my uncle said he always wanted to be a policeman, and at the age of, I think, 65 or 70, he became a state trooper. He became a volunteer state trooper. He finally accomplished it, which I thought was awesome. I remember him telling me that story. He said he always wanted to do it. And somehow he finally found a way to do it.
Good for him, man. Yeah. That's great. And it's the same with me. At 45, I decided I wanted to sing in a band and do some acting. So I moved to Hollywood.
Look at you.
Get
now
in
you
the
have
middle
your own
of where
radio
I
show.
Needed to be in order to accomplish my goal. But it's the same thing. In high school, I'm 16 years old going, you know, I'm doing all these plays and singing and da-da-da-da-da. And I want to be someone who is able to do this for a profession.
Mm-hmm.
I let it go for a ton of years. And at 45, I woke up one day and went, geez, I'm probably halfway past my life at this point. What am I going to do the second half? Am I going to keep talking about how I wish I would have done it in high school, or am I going to take some steps to do it?
I'll lead by example.
Exactly. So we moved up and loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly.
Beverly, yeah. Hills, that is.
But
green
the
grass,
point
swimming
is,
pools.
You know, you have to tell your brain what it is you want. You have to first decide what it is you want. And then you take your steps and your action to do it.
What about the people that don't know what they want? What about, I run into that too. People go, well, I don't know what I want. I go,
what makes you happy is
what makes
usually
you happy?
My answer to that. Yeah. What is it that makes you happy? Well, it doesn't have anything to do with what I would want to do for a career. But how do you know?
Right. And I think also, I think the people that say they don't know what they want to do, they've never actually taken the time to sit down and just think or write it down or even challenge themselves because they feel like it's so impossible that they don't even want to. It's almost like someone saying, I don't want to tell you what I want for a present because I'm not going to get it. So I'd rather not say it. You're like, well, wait a minute. You're not even giving it a shot. You're not even trying to plant the seed. Like, yeah, I'm just going to go on with where I'm at as opposed to even attempting it. I just find that sad.
Yeah,
you know, I do.
Totally.
I find it sad because you're not even allowing yourself to fantasize about it or to just dream about it.
Here's
the dream.
Two more on this list. If you're still talking about what you did yesterday, you haven't done much today.
Ooh, living in the past.
Worry is like a rocking chair. It keeps you busy, but it doesn't get you anywhere.
Let's talk about worry for a second because that's an interesting thing. Worry is the worst-case scenario being played out in your mind. Oh, I worry that you might get into an accident. Oh, I worry you might not get the job. Or I worry about this. Being raised in an Italian family, my mom worries about everything. I could tell her I just won $1 million. She goes,
what are you going to do with the
money? What happens if you're going to have to pay taxes now? I'm like, well, what does that mean? I'm like, why are you worrying about the taxes? Like, you just won $1 million. So it's almost like her nature. That's almost like that's the way they've been raised. And I've been always trying to condition her to say, listen, be happy about it. Be happy about this. And they just instantly go to the worry.
Yeah.
And it's always the worry. It's the worst case scenario played out in your mind.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I think about. And I go, well, stop worrying about it. We usually say what we don't want as opposed to what we do want. And if we go back to saying you get what you focus on, then you're going to get what you focus on.
Here's the last one. And then I want to play one of your songs, Tony, called Empower Me. And I'll let you tell about what that song is about.
Sure.
Last one I want to read here says, the one who wins the race in the long run is usually not the strongest or the fastest, but the one who has tried the hardest.
Yes.
There you go.
There it is.
So, Tony, tell us about the song Empower Me.
Empower Me I wrote a number of years ago, and the funniest thing is I had it as a demo. I had just picked up the guitar, and I did a thing called scat singing, where you just sing words, and they just sort of come off the cuff, and whatever it is, and then you come back, and you fix the lyrics afterwards. Well, I had played this for a bunch of songs for a friend of mine, and this song I squeaked by, and I said, oh, I'll play that one. I'm not sure. I don't care for that song. And he goes, no, play that one again. As I played it for him, it's actually Dave Gilman who I played it for. He liked
it so much.
Not Dave
Gilman of Gilman Amps.
Yes, Dave Gilman of Gilman Amps. He liked it so much, he goes, you should really do something with that. So I reinvestigated it, and after looking at it, I realized that 90% of the words that I sang on the very first demo were the words I kept. So I was definitely in the process of channeling it, and the words came out, and it's just basically about self-empowerment.
And we've got a lot of reaction over the last couple of years that you've let that song actually be heard from you know, people going through divorce, people that have lost children, people who are just trying to start over in life, people who are going through their midlife crisis, just a variety of people have found power from listening to this song.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of reactions and a lot of emails from this.
You've got the song on your sainttone.com website, right?
Yes, I do, and it's on the World Radio CD, which was put out about a year ago, but you can find it on my website, www.sainttone.com. So this is Empower Me.
Something's changed within this life, like a light's been turned on late at night. Since my thoughts changed, veils been lifted from these eyes, like a self-imposed suicide of old beliefs. So I changed my thoughts and I changed my ways and I changed the way I approach the day, and I'm taking control. Night will come and I will pray, and I think things love to change a night. Just let go. Empower me, now I see. It's always up to me. It's up to me. Loves me.
Humanitarian Radio, the station that likes to pump out some good news for your soul.
You sound very Southern. We're in Southern California, not the South.
I could be Arkansas or something.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about empowering yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we just played a song written by Tony St. Tone regarding that very subject called Empower Me. And what I want to talk about at this point is how can you put yourself in a place where you get self-motivated. If you're finding a struggle, finding it a struggle to do it on your own at home, well, here's some other ideas. There are networking events all over the country. If you go onto the internet and you put in Empowering Events 2014, there are literally 300 strong events going on all around the country. Empowerment networking events in Miami, in Houston, in Los Angeles, in Chicago, in all of these suburbs, everywhere in between. And basically the idea is you go and hang out with a bunch of other people who are trying to get past the same hurdles, whether their event is a self something or whether their event is a public something or whatever their goal is. If you can't motivate yourself, if you're struggling to get started, jump on one of these things. A lot of them are free, which is just amazing that you can go to a free event and find people that are of like mind, people that are trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, like meetup groups also.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Tony, your show, I Am the King of Me, is one such event of this nature.
Yes, and I'm going to be booking a lot more this year, so you can just look at my website at sainttone.com and see where I'm going to be performing.
Yeah.
Another thing that you can do is what we just did this past Sunday is there is a church down here called Agape,
mm-hmm.
and Agape is with
spiritual
Michael Beckwith.
Center.
Yes, it's a spiritual center with Michael Beckwith. You might know him if you ever watched The Secret, that DVD, The Secret. He was on there. And every time that I go to see this guy, he is extremely motivational and inspirational.
Yeah, it's not a churchy thing. It's more of a self-motivation thing.
Yeah, he just gets up there and he just starts saying some really great, great things that make you think and make you leave with a lot to think about, but really pumped
some,
up.
Some refreshed thoughts in direction.
He said something this past week where he talked about all of your potential is right there in front of you. And he used the analogy of a seed of an oak tree. He says that little seed knows exactly what it needs to do, and it's all packed into this little compact one-inch
package,
and that seed knows it's got to be an oak tree, and it just keeps pushing forward and pushing forward, and it just keeps going up. And
nobody has to tell that seed what to do.
Right.
It already automatically has it within them.
Yeah, has everything within them. Has everything within them to be great and to be a great
oak tree. And
that's
what his point was for this. It was, you already have everything within you that you need to accomplish whatever it is that you want.
Yeah. Yeah, you have greatness within you.
Water yourself.
Yeah.
Don't wet yourself. Yeah, water yourself.
Don't shower every day. But I thought that was really, really strong. That really stuck with me. He said a lot of great things. But that right there made me feel really positive about what my potential is and what everyone's potential is, because you have it within your DNA and you have it within yourself to move forward and move up into anything you want and to create what you choose to create. So just like that oak seed does, you have the potential to move mountains.
Yeah, totally. So there's some really cool events, a couple of examples. If you're looking for self-empowerment kick in the booty, but you'd like to do it in a fun way, you can always join the 2014 Hawaii Yoga Retreat on the island of Kauai. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I could try that.
See, that'd be fun to do just to do, let alone walking away with some great self-empowering stuff. We also have a friend of ours, Therese Hartman, is doing another retreat. She is famous for doing these amazing retreats around the country. She's doing one, I believe it's the end of April, possibly May. And what's the date here? It is April 30th to May 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to allowingyoursuccess.com, you can join Tony and I at the retreat. We are going to take part in this one. It's going to be a lot of fun. We love Therese's programs. They're very, very, very powerful.
And her energy and her singing and her music.
Oh, she's just awesome. Yeah. If you missed her show when she was on with us, go back and listen to the archived on humanitarianradio.com, because this chick is so dynamic. Absolutely love her. So if you're anywhere in the area of Santa Fe or Taos, New Mexico, or if you're not, a lot of people fly in for this one. It's limited, very limited. It's a private gathering of a small group of people. There's a lot of mountain hikes and natural stream, you know, places, and it's just a very, very cool place to chill out, get reinvigorated, and start a whole new path for yourself. So, anyway, find what moves you. Hayhouse.com has a ton of events around the country. There's a lot of companies like Miami Tourism that does an empowerment workshop. There are a lot of women empowerment, international empowerment, global empowerment, home empowerment, how to empower yourself around the house to do all of the chores and the details that you want to get done in an organized method.
I'd like to watch that one.
You should.
Yeah. Seriously, if it empowers me to do laundry or wash dishes.
Empowering Through Beauty Expo. How you feel good, how you make yourself feel can help you in feeling empowered.
I guess the bottom line is there are so many tools out there these days to help you stay motivated and get motivated, that all you need to do is reach out there. If it's books, if it's videos, if it's seminars, if it's this radio show. A lot of us tell us that they like to listen to the show because it empowers them to get things done. there's tools out there for you, and that's what we're encouraging you to do. Maybe you can put on a Saint Tone CD or a Therese CD, Rock My
or
Soul.
Or any of the stars that have been on our show. We've had a lot of musicians that have really empowering music. That's why we introduce them to you.
Yeah, exactly. So that being said, I'd like to play another song.
Okay, what's it going to be?
It's going to be a brand new song that I just wrote. I'm going to be recording it this year. It's called Get in Tune. And what inspired me to write this is all the shows that I've done for Clyde so far. Clyde is from Emerging Leaders.
Clyde Terry,
yeah, from Emerging Leaders. I go and I do these little presentations where he has people that have been on parole, just came out of prison. And what these guys are doing is they're just looking for something new to inspire them, something different than the path they've already gone down. And what Clyde provides is he provides all this information to them that they've never been exposed to before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like I wanted to be that person to help inspire them.
It's like you give them a fresh look on things that they've never experienced, as in you don't have to join the gangs. You can start your own business. They're like, what? You don't
right.
have to be a drug dealer. You could have a window washing company. What?
Right,
it's
right.
an eye-opening experience for these guys, which is great. And Clyde has had us, you know, be a part of this group for the last, what, 2-3 years now. And it's like a double gift because we give to them and they give back to us. It's the greatest thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So here, I'm going to speak the lyrics so that way you'll really
understand where you're
coming
from.
Understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to sing it. I'm actually going to sing it live.
Live here
live,
in our
here
studio.
In the studio, yeah.
The
I'm
one.
I'm going to give you a pre-recorded
the only.
Thing. Yeah. So here are the lyrics. The name of the song is Get in Tune. I want to be the stone that is thrown into the lake of your soul. Let the ripple effect help you connect to your higher self. No need for someone else. You've got the answers within yourself. Yeah, your higher self is always here to help, to guide you to your ultimate success. Get in tune now to what you think, you say, and do. Don't be fooled now, for everything will start and end with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be the rake that is placed in your garden of weeds. Rearrange the place and plant some new seeds. For the past is not the here and now. You're worth much more than you allow. For the past is not the here and now. You've got a shot to make yourself proud. Get in tune now to what you think, you say, and do. Don't be fooled now, for everything will start and end with you.
If that doesn't inspire you, wow, that pretty much wraps up everything that we've spoken about on this show today.
Yes. That's why I felt like I had to do
it. I see. I'm glad you brought your guitar and that we could actually pull this off as a live performance. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is my extreme pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Tony Saint Tone.
Wanna be the stone that is thrown to the lake of your soul, let the ripple effect help you connect. Be the stone that is thrown to the lake of your soul, let the ripple effect help you connect to your higher self. No need for someone else, you got the answers within yourself. Yeah, your higher self is always there to help, to guide you to your ultimate success. Get in tune now, know what you think, you say and do. Don't be fooled now, for everything starting now with you. Gotta get in tune, gotta get in tune. Wanna be the rake that is placed in your garden of weeds. Rearrange the place and plant some new seeds. Be the rake that is placed in your garden of weeds. Rearrange the place and plant some new seeds. For the past is not the here and now. You've got much more than you allow. Yeah, the past is not the here and now. You've got a shot to make yourself proud. Get in tune now to what you think, you say, and do. Don't be fooled now, for everything starting now with you. Gotta get in tune, gotta get in tune, gotta get in tune.
Well, I've got the solution and your confusion, that your amusement all an illusion. Got the solution and your confusion, add to your amusement all an illusion. Get in tune now, know what you think, you say and do. Don't be fooled now, for everything will start. It's gonna start, it's gonna start, start, start. We all gotta get in tune, gotta get in tune, get in tune.
Wow, it's only a shame that it's a crowd of one here to clap for that one.
Yay.
Thank you for that private concert for me live here, and what a thrill for everybody listening to be able to hear a brand new song, not even recorded yet, just coming out of the hopper, and I think it's got a lot of merit there, buddy. I think that you got a really good song on your hands.
You know, I like this one a lot, and when I perform it with the band, we've just been messing around with it. It really has a good feel to it.
Yeah, everybody in the band likes it. It's
one of their favorites so far.
Yep, and that is the signal that a new CD is on the horizon on 2014 St. Tone's list.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's a good time to come out with a new album full of great, inspiring songs.
I have a bunch that have been written, and they are ready to get
recorded
and produced and put together. So I'm very excited. I love doing new albums. I mean, that's the thing I live for.
And we're also getting ready to put all those new songs on the stage in an international tour for Humanitarian Radio. We're going to do a couple of shows to raise money, food, awareness for causes around the country. And we look forward to you guys jumping behind us and coming to see us if we're in a town near you. And if we're not, let your family know we're in a town near them. Support us and our causes and the people on our show. We absolutely, absolutely love our guests. And speaking of our guests, we've got some really great interviews lined up. We've got a few people that have just come back from some amazing trips. We've got a doctor that just got back from Vietnam. He does free plastic surgery on children. We have an actress and a public speaker who just got back from Haiti, and they were working on building a school for children in the area where the hurricane tore everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a gentleman, Fizz, that has a program called Ignite the Rockstar Within. He's a really great motivational guy, a good friend of ours.
He's also a singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter,
yep,
right.
We met out here, so we're actually going to be doing shows together, us and Fizz.
And then we've got another young lady, Bernadette, an old friend who is doing some really great stuff out there as well. So we've got some really good interviews lined up for the next couple of weeks. We wanted to take this break today from interviews because we wanted to talk to you about things that we've been hearing and things that are on our mind and how we feel we can help you to get motivated to start doing some really great things for other people. Because when you do things for other people, you're actually doing things for yourself as well.
You know, that reminds me of a song I'm working on called It All Comes Around. It all comes around. What you do or say to another, treat your enemies like your brothers. Karma comes around and say you get what you give.
Absolutely. So if you have an event, if you've been inspired to start something, let us know about it. We would love, love, love to share your story, your adventure, your inspiration on our show anytime, anytime. Just reach out to us through humanitarianradio.com or our Humanitarian Radio Facebook. And let us know what's on your mind. We get a lot of inspiration from the people who talk to us about our show. So feel free to let us know your viewpoints. And, you know, even if you think you have an idea for a show or a subject we should cover, man, we are wide open. The name of the game is sharing what we know with everybody out there so they can do some great things for this world. That's what makes us Humanitarian Radio.
We look forward to being here again next week to inspire you and to encourage you. And once again, you're listening to Humanitarian Radio. Good news for your soul.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.